There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The power hour before it, which is going to put a lot of pressure on my third hour guest today, because here in the second hour we have Jan Helfeld with us. I've pronounced his name several different ways here in the first hour. I should know better, since Jan is, I think, the best interviewer ever. I feel a little bit of pressure on me. He is, of course, the host of the weekly Bottom Line program. He has worked with several big companies, big networks, just does the people's work, interviewing some of the top politicians and creatures out there, driving them to anger. Jan, I'm such a big fan of your videos, and I often play the Harry Reid tax video every extortion day, every year. But you are amazing, man. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me on your show, Jack. One interview that might be relevant to today's politics is one I did some years ago, which was with Bernie Sanders. I think it's a dynamite interview. I recommend it to your listeners.
I'm going to actually, with your permission, I'm going to play that on my own show. But give us the highlights of that, because as people know, Bernie is in the race. He's running against Hillary Clinton, allegedly, for the Democrat nomination for president.
Right. Well, the bottom line of the interview is that he finally admits that based on his political theory, he has to argue that you can delegate a right you do not have.
Explain that to the listeners. Delegate a right you do not have.
So you can properly delegate a right you do not have. Now, our whole legal system and financial system is based on the idea that if you don't have a right, you can't give it to someone else. So if you don't have the right to rent my car, because it's my car, it's not yours, then you cannot delegate the right to rent my car to your brother, because you don't have the right. Only I can delegate the right. In other words, you have to have the right to delegate it. You have to have the right to rent your property or to sell your property. First, you have to have the right to give it to someone else. So if you could actually delegate a right you do not have, then anybody could do with anybody else's property whatever they wanted, because they didn't have to have the right to it. Everybody would be in equal footing. This is what he ended up having to argue by defending his view of the government has the right to redistribute its citizens' wealth. Let me back up here a little bit. This is a little bit abstract, but it is worthwhile.
They use abstract things, and not that you're a ninther. Is that a bad thing? I'm a ninther, too. You can't take my rights and give them away to somebody else, and you don't interpret the Constitution. It says what it says. I love the Ninth Amendment. I'm a big fan of it. Explain. We only have a minute or two in this segment. I got a longer segment coming up next, Jan, so we can get into it as much as you want to. But explain how that works, because a guy like Bernie Sanders, though maybe well-meaning, will believe for the good of the people, and he knows better than us, he will take things away from us and give them to somebody else to create this kind of government equity they're always talking about.
Right. He's arguing for redistribution of wealth. In order, the reason why the government doesn't have the right to redistribute citizens' wealth is because each citizen did not delegate to the government that right to give away their wealth. What they delegated to the government was the right of self-defense. So you can delegate to the government a right you do have as a human being to defend yourself, but I don't have the right to delegate
It sounds like you might have confused Bernie a little bit. We'll hit more on this with Jan Helpfield. Stay with us.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Yeah. You've probably seen his viral videos. They're all available on his website, The Bottom Line. And you should contribute something for the work so we can keep doing it. Jan, I want to get into more of what you're talking about with Bernie Sanders. How do you get these big guys to sit down with you? I think that's the question most of us would have. I've had several myself, Oliver North, Tim Russert. I've interviewed some pretty big players, but it's not easy to get them, especially in this day and age. Maybe a little easier years ago. So what is your procedure to acquire a Harry Reid or a Nancy Pelosi or a Bernie Sanders? And don't they see you coming?
Well, you know, you're right. I think it was easier before to get them. I also interviewed Vice President Biden and... I've interviewed a lot of senators, but still I'm able to get people like I interviewed Oliver North recently, who you mentioned. I wanted to say a couple of things. But first, I want to thank you for your complimentary introduction. I forgot to do that. And I wanted to say that the main reason why people should watch my interviews actually doesn't have anything to do with politics. It has to do with the Socratic interviewing technique, which is what I use. And that is a technique of asking questions that leads a person to the contradiction in their thinking. So when a person has a mistake, they're advocating a mistaken policy, like we were talking about before, redistribution of wealth. You know that I and you know that that's a mistake. The challenge is, how are we going to reveal that this person has come to this conclusion because he's either contradicting himself or claiming something absurd? So in Harry Reid's case, he was, in order to hold the position that he was advocating, he had to claim that taxes were voluntary.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Terry, but he found himself arguing for 4 minutes, even though I asked him about going to jail and the fines and everything, arguing that taxes are voluntary. So in Bernie Sanders' case, he found himself arguing that you can delegate a right you do not have. That means I can give away your stuff.
Exactly. No, I mean, the David Gergen interview where you also drove him almost to violence, it's so amazing, and you used the Socratic method to do that, and I've studied this myself for many years, Jan. It's not as easy to work with. I mean, you have to be very strategic how you answer the questions and let the guy kind of hang himself and then pounce on him. It's kind of the opposite of today's media with the gotcha questions. It's letting, and this can also be applied to our listeners who are talking to their relatives or their coworkers or their neighbors, and that's why I think what you do is a great example for people.
That's my point, really, because there's two different ways of discussing something. The usual way is arguing, where one person says ABC, and then the other one says, no, that's wrong because of DEF. And then they go back and forth arguing. That is a weaker strategy to persuade somebody or to get to the truth. The better strategy is if they say ABC, then you ask them questions. Well, what do you mean by A? And then why do you believe A? And then do you also believe this other thing, like B? You think B is a fact. And you lead them to the idea that they believe A and they also don't believe A.
Why does it make the subjects, and there's just such a long list of them, including Congressman Esteban Torres, who had you arrested for your interview, tried to get his releases back and tried to get your tapes. You ended up suing him, and you won $45,000 in a written apology back in 1996 for questioning him. Why do you think these people get so mad? Is it just because you've cracked or exposed their controlled belief systems, their own dogma? Or is it maybe they believe their own BS? Or is it because you've exposed them, they know they've been caught, and a camera's looking at them? I mean, there's people get very upset with you, Jan.
I think that the latter is probably the most plausible explanation. You've exposed the fallacy in their thinking, and they feel that they've lost face, and so they feel embarrassed. Bernie Sanders was a great example of that. Until he thought that the camera was off, when he thought that the camera was off, his attitude changed completely. So we got all of that at the end of the interview on camera. And he was furious. But before, when we ended the interview, he was very polite and friendly. And so it's like a Dr. Jekyll and Dr. Hyde.
Yeah. Well,
Jekyll and Hyde issue. I revealed the actual true character of the person. Now, for example, Biden, when I caught him in a contradiction, he admitted it. He said, okay, I stand corrected. That's the best thing to do when you're wrong, just to admit it and go on.
Wow. And we finally found something to credit to Joe O'Biden on, as I call him, O'Biden. What a great vice president he's been. He's been such a great vice president, Jan, that the American people
have given him. Let me say, in all fairness, that was some years ago, and he was more reasonable then.
Yeah.
He was actually very interested in the, it was kind of a philosophic discussion about ethics and justice, and so he was actually very interested in the subject.
He was a great talker. He was a really great communicator at one time. I remember being very impressed by him at some point, even though I didn't agree with what he was saying largely. I thought he was doing a good job saying it. He's he's really regressed. Bernie Sanders and all of the alleged progressives or social democrats, they're all taxers. And I don't see any of them ever suggesting to get rid of the regressive tax, Jan. And that's where I think we should start. There's a lot of easy moves we could make. This could help poor people. Immensely, poor people should not be paying taxes to support the corporations, which is essentially what happens. Regressive tax, if you want to explain it, that's fine. But for my listeners, it's property tax, it's withholding tax, it's tax on your food, clothing, your home, your water, your electricity, things that really make it hard for everyday people, even working people who work 70 hours a week, to afford. And I just think that's such a great place to start. State income tax could be another one. We see how states like Texas thrive, Florida even, with no state income tax. But I never see the progressives denouncing the regressive tax.
Well, I think that where you need to start is what is the purpose of the government? And then you can tax for legitimate purposes of the government. Like we were saying before, you can try to find the most efficient tax so that the government has the money to protect your rights, to protect your individual rights, your right to your life, your liberty, and your property. That's the only reason why we need a government. We don't need a government to do charity for us or to redistribute our wealth, to take from this guy to give to the other guy. And that's what our government has turned into. And that's why people are so angry with the government and resentful. And we have so many lobbyists trying to get their hands on other people's money. And once you get rid of the wrong function of government, and you limit the government, you have a limited government, like you were saying before, based on the Constitution, then the other problems are minimal. It's, the problem is we have an enormous government doing all sorts of functions that have nothing to do with protecting our individual rights.
Well, they keep making more and more money off of taxes all the time, which, as Harry Reid and David Gergen had to admit, are voluntary. I love that. And yet, things get worse and worse and worse and worse. We see that this Amtrak crash in Philly has caused just a whole gaggle of mob-like politicians trying to hammer out more money for Amtrak. They've been given billions of dollars. I think that would be enough, although if you let private enterprise compete on those rails, we'd have a much better system, wouldn't we?
Absolutely. So that's a good example the whole discussion is on the wrong which has the wrong focus, because the discussion should be why is the government involved in the railroad business? That's not a proper function of government, you know, running a bus line or a railroad line or a car manufacturing company. We don't need a government for that. The private individuals do that just fine, and when they don't do it fine, they get kicked out of the market, and they don't give a reasonable price, a good quality product at a reasonable price. They just get kicked out because the people don't buy their stuff, so somebody else does it. And in the case of Amtrak, everybody, all over the country has to contribute tax money to this inefficient corporation that can't make ends meet.
tax money to volunteer at the other end of a gun.
Right.
Yeah,
and I want
to say, I got to go to break.
The ninth.
Go to break, Jan. Stay with me. Jan Helfeld with us. I'm Jack Blood, hosting the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Finally, with the Power Hour, there's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Helfeld with us this morning. We are live in the Power Hour. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun filling in for Joyce here every Thursday. Richard Gage will join us in the third hour of the broadcast from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. He'll be speaking at the same event that Bill Clinton is speaking at here in Georgia today and tomorrow. He's here right now in my hometown, or current hometown, as it is. known Atlanta, Georgia. Jan Helfield, you spell Helfield, H-E-L-F-E-L-D. Very simple, Jan, J-A-N, Jan Helfield, and janhelfield.com is where you'll find all of his videos and documentaries. Also, he has a great YouTube channel, but please contribute something. We have to vote with our money. That's the most powerful vote that we have. Don't vote for stuff that's enslaving you, that's stealing your life, liberty, and property, and vote for the stuff that is bringing it back to you and helping that sustain or even maybe come back someday. Jan, again, thanks for making time for us. A short segment here. Can I just stick on the taxes thing? Are taxes voluntary or not? Because Ed and Elaine Brown said they would have given up their quote-unquote standoff they got life in prison for. They're tax protesters, our friends up in New Hampshire. I was actually visiting them inside that massive federal/international perimeter, and they just said, show us the law, and we'll stop, and we'll pay the $1 million back taxes so that can go to the too big to fail Wall Street companies, which is where it ends up going. But where is the law? Sherry Peel Jackson, Joe Bannister, former IRS agents, they couldn't find it. There doesn't seem to be anything but a codification of it, and that's, I guess, why these guys say it's voluntary, quote-unquote, at the point of a gun.
Well, that's an interesting and complicated question. You know, I interviewed Bannister for a movie that Aaron did many years ago.
Freedom's Fascism, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, he never paid me. So,
get it from Gary Franchi.
Well, it's okay. It was for a good cause. But, yeah, I spent 2 days interviewing him and other people for that movie. I don't think that you ever see me in the movie. I think you see you hear the likeness of the voice. But you hear the answers to my questions, not my questions. So
is there a law? And if there's not a law, then why are we paying them? If
right,
there is a law, why don't they just
back,
we could show it to us?
That's the gossip. Okay. So here's the complication in the situation. For your average guy, the bottom line is that we know that when you don't pay your taxes and you thumb your nose at the IRS, they're going to either fine you or fine you and put you in jail. And those people that you mentioned are a good example. Wesley Snipes is another example, and Mr. Schiff, and, you know, there's so many examples of people that have gone to jail. So we know that whether they're applying the law properly or improperly, when you don't pay, you're risking going to jail. Now, having said that, there's a lot of people that make a lot of complicated arguments. And by the way, I'm an attorney, and I have... many years ago, I defended, I had a tax fraud case, so I had to read up on the law of many years ago. And, my impression when I read it was, that there was a statute there. Now, a lot of smart people have claimed that, they've been able to get around it, that it's not explicit that the government has this right to tax you, and that the law is flawed. And that
and if the courts
be,
were judicious, if the courts were judicious, you know, if they believed in actual justice and really were following the law, then these people would win probably every time, Janet, I think. But because the courts are not judicious and don't follow the laws and they don't care and they have all the guns, you generally lose the case. People aren't even allowed to make the case, as you know, when they're fighting the IRS and they're fighting the federal government. They're not even allowed to put things on the record. So,
right. So that is a complicated legal issue. And so I don't advise people not to pay based on that complicated legal issue, because you could end up in jail like your friends. And that's an important question whether you should be a martyr or not.
That's right. And well, and Gordon Call is a good example of a martyr. So are the Browns. I got to go to break. We'll be right back for a longer segment with Jan Helfeld. Stay tuned.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everybody out in Radio Land, go to Jan Helfeld's YouTube channel, and you can see all of his videos and contribute to the cause by going to Jan, J-A-N-H-E-L-F-E-L-D, JanHelfeld.com. You can find all of that there. I'm going to open up the phone lines now. You can call in, ask Jan a question, ask me a question. Anything is pretty much on the docket. 855-995-6923. Right now, the lines are wide open. We'll take the first people that call in from wherever you call. 855-995-6923. Lines are open, and just about anything is open for discussion. It is May 14th today. Jan, thanks again for being with us. Let's follow up on what you were saying in the last segment. I think it's really important that you can use the obscure, organic, common law argument in a court of law which, you know, people will say is a maritime law, et cetera, et cetera. We know that the courts don't follow the law. They follow an agenda. They seem to be working for the same people our politicians work for. They're crooked as the day is long. Finding an honest judge is not easy to do in this day and age. And they don't even let you make the argument. But I like that people are doing it. And they are going to be martyrs. And they may lose everything, and I don't suggest you doing that. I suggest you doing what the rich people do, get the best tax lawyer in town and take advantage of all of the opportunities, or don't file at all and keep your head down and keep your mouth shut, which also works. My method is, Jan, I just don't make enough money to be taxed. That's how I fight them, I guess. But talking about that, you know, people are martyring themselves, not just for the tax movement, but the freedom movement, you know, I guess for the Second Amendment, for all the amendments. Certainly people are martyring themselves for free speech. We saw a lot of people arrested in Baltimore, good or bad. They brought attention to the cause, and they're paying the price for it. Whistleblowers every day are martyring themselves for the good of for all of us. So it is important, and I think we should champion those people. I think we should have a legal war chest to help these people when they do get in trouble, quite frankly. But that's a choice we are free to make.
Well, it's an interesting issue, and I would start, it's a basic ethical issue, and I believe that each person should be the ultimate beneficiary of their actions. In other words, they should act to advance their own life and happiness. But that's not in conflict with respecting everybody else's individual rights. So I think that the right way to advance your life and happiness is to produce and trade and respect other people's individual rights, produce a service and get paid for that service. And so that's the first principle that you need to identify in your ethics. When you go to act, who should you benefit? Now, having said that, it is in my benefit to defend the individual rights of other citizens, to expose the fallacies and contradictions in our politicians' thinking, and also in our journalists' thinking, because it is in my self-interest for everybody's individual rights to be respected. And so I fight for freedom. I expose myself mildly. Let me explain that. So I'm willing to go into Nancy Pelosi's office and interview her because I live in the United States of America, and I don't think that she's going to be able to get away with putting me in jail. And like you said, one congressman did try to do that, and he had to pay dearly for it. So I'm willing to do that. But if I was in Cuba, I wouldn't do it. You understand?
Or you would do it knowing that the consequences could mean, you know, your life, and that's a choice you could make.
There would be a high probability. The only way to...
I would. Now, see, we're different. I would do it. I'm only in my 50s, and I've lived a pretty good life, and I have children. So I probably would be the martyr and have been in the past. But at least we have to be aware of what we're getting into. I think that's the point, isn't it, Jan, that if we...
Well, you certainly should be aware.
...willy-nilly go in and think we're going to win and we're going to beat the system because we read a book or something about it, and we're surprised that we get life in prison like the Browns or something, then we're just kind of being ignorant. I think we should have our eyes wide open and know that what we're doing is really martyring ourselves for everybody else, especially when we're fighting the IRS.
Yeah, I think, you see, I don't think self-sacrifice is the highest value, ethical value. I think living a happy, satisfied life should be your highest value. So I don't ask anybody to self-sacrifice.
Not sure if we lost. Did we lose him? Are you still there, Jan?
Yeah, I'm here. We're talking about self-sacrifice and whether that's the highest moral value.
Yeah.
And I don't think so. I think that the highest moral value for each individual is to have a good life and have a long life and have a happy life. And that's what he should strive for. And part of that is making sure that other people's individual rights are protected, because when that principle is strong, everybody can live better. When that principle is weakened, in other words, you live in a country where most people do not respect the individual rights of other citizens, it's a disaster. So,
but what would have happened if the founders, the fighters, the signers of the Declaration of Independence, the fighters of the Revolution said, you know, the best revenge on King George is just to live well, as they say. I mean, we wouldn't be here now, I guess.
Right. Okay, well, you bring up a good point. Here's the gradation of options that you have. The way I see it, if you are experiencing the tyranny of King George, you have this option, the one that I was in, or if you were in Cuba, you have this option: get the hell out. Now, the people in Cuba have a place to go. They try to sneak in into the United States so they can be free and they can live a good life. But if you have nowhere to go, like the founding fathers, because there isn't any place where there's freedom, there's tyranny everywhere, then you have to stand and fight. And that's what I would do.
Yeah, there is. I don't believe there's a utopia.
If I had been a founding father, and I was in that situation where I was experiencing tyranny and there's no place to go, and I can't interview the king, or, you know, he won't accept an invitation to be interviewed, and I can't expose his contradiction and why tyranny is mistaken and why he should change the public policy, there's no freedom of speech, then I would fight. And I would do the same thing if I lived in North Korea, for example. I would try to get out. Now, if you can't get out, then you have to try to destroy the tyranny that's oppressing you.
Easy to get into this country, almost impossible to get out, by the way, which is amazing. There is no such thing as utopia. There's no such thing as security. These are things I often tell my audience, Jan, and we have to do the best we can. I think, fighting revolutions is generally a young man's game, though I'm happy to contribute any way I possibly can. Let's try to go to the phones here. 855-995-6923. It's the Power Hour. Jan Hatfield is with us on the broadcast. Sherry in Kansas, you'll have the first crack. And Jan said that he invites you to use the Socratarian method on him. So if you want to do so, feel free.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
When you said you were a lawyer or an attorney or however you choose to, I think the way that they have tricked us into these laws from some people I've been listening to is that they've created this through the birth certificate, they've created this person, and they get us to act as agent for this person, and that's how we are liable for these laws. Are you aware of, and that we're not even, you know, we're not considered one of the people? Have you heard?
Thanks. I think we got the gist of that. We're corporations. We're not people. They spell our name all in capitals on our license, which is a contract to basically give up our liberties and to be nothing but automatons for the good of the collective. You've heard all of this before, Jan.
Well, I don't consider myself an automaton, and I don't let anybody deal with me as an automaton.
Are you a corporation or a person? Are you a person with God-given rights, with organic rights, or are you a corporation which can actually be taxed and regulated?
I consider myself a person, and as I said before, I think there's the right purpose of the government is to protect the individual rights of the citizens. To the extent that they deviate from that function, they are oppressing us.
And yeah, they can make the case that we're anything they want. We don't have to go along with it, Jan. I mean, I've heard these arguments in the past, and I knew this was going to come because people want to defend their own belief systems and their own methods to attain their freedom, right? Whether it's in the tax courts or federal courts or local police stations. So, yeah, I agree with you. We are people. They can say we're corporations all they want, but we're people.
Right. So, you know, what I say is, you know, you can battle for proper treatment as an individual human being with individual rights. Mm-hmm. And in other words, you can battle for freedom like I do. But I recommend doing it without self-sacrificing your life. And because I think everybody should pursue their own self-interest and try to have a great, happy, good life for themselves and defend themselves against the tyrannical aspects of the regime as best they can so that they can have a great life.
They say nothing succeeds. Nothing succeeds like success.
Mean that, you know, that doesn't mean that, you know, I expose myself to some degree, you know, it's a small degree. You know, I take some limited risk. And as you mentioned, I had been arrested, but it backfired for the congressman who had me arrested.
Well, you're lucky that David Gergen didn't have you killed, see? So sometimes I think
right, well, you know,
you are in danger and don't even know it sometimes, Jan, really.
Well, it's no, I'm taking a calculated risk. That's why I differentiate. I would not do it in Cuba or in North Korea, what I do here. But, you know, David Gergen, what a low-down piece of S that guy is, because he, you know, he, you know what he did? After that interview, he came back and tried to get the dirt on me and personal information, and then whatever he was able to get, he spread around to everybody else and tried to make sure they didn't do any interview and kind of tried to blackball me. But
let me go back to the phones, Jan. But you totally tear the mask off these people because a guy like David Gergen always looks like a kindly old man who's very common sense. And I've seen a few interviews with him where the guy loses it and wants to start fighting. Let me go back to the phones. It's the Power Hour. Jan Helfeld is with us on the broadcast today. Roger in Colorado. Let's get everybody in. So questions or comments so I can keep moving.
Hey, I appreciate you gentlemen's bravery. Anyway, on the voluntary tax thing, I have a note from the IRS commissioner. It comes out of your 1040 booklet. This is from 1991. Government in a free country can only be financed through voluntary compliance. The note from the commissioner for 1992, you are among the millions of Americans who comply with the tax law voluntarily. 1993, thank you for making this nation's tax system the most effective system of voluntary compliance in the world. Of course, in 1994, they took the word voluntary out. That did not change the law to mandatory, but they just quit telling the slaves that. Hey, Jack, I appreciate you taking the Overjoyce's show. I just needed to share that with you guys. Haven't talked to you since we talked about the Patriot Rick Stanley up in Colorado.
Shout out to Rick
for all his work.
Yeah, he's talk about sacrifices. Thanks for that, Roger. Jan, you want to comment on that?
Yeah. Well, yes. You know, what these politicians are doing is they're equivocating, and that means they're using a word in two different senses, and maybe in one sense that is ridiculous. So when he says that taxes are voluntary, he doesn't mean that you can go ahead and ignore the tax and not suffer a consequence. That would be the normal meaning of voluntary. He means that what he means, you know, you see it in the interview. He means something else, some other nonsense, like you fill out your form voluntarily. They don't do it for you, and the government doesn't do it for you. You sit down and fill out your own tax form. I asked him, what about withholding?
Yeah.
Is that I didn't do that part. But they mean other things when they say voluntary. And so when you get that form in the mail and it says voluntary, it's not the usual normal meaning of voluntary, which means that you can the meaning of voluntary is you can take an action freely without suffering any consequence by not taking it. If somebody has a gun to your head and they ask you for your wallet, and then you yourself take the wallet out of the back pocket, nobody would say that you took it out voluntarily.
No, it's newspeak, of course. It's Orwellian. I mean, I guess the Iraqis volunteered all of their oil and all of their land and water to us as well. So we could put it that way. Mike in Virginia. Let me see if I can sneak you in, and we'll get everybody. Mike is gone. George in Michigan. I'll hold you over if we can't get you in before the break. Go ahead, George. You're on. There's the break. Hold on, George. We'll bring you back a few more minutes with the great Jan Helfel right after this. I'm Jack Blood. It's the Power Hour.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Thank you.
couple of more minutes with Jan. Jan, anything you want to promote? We've given out your website where people can get all your videos and contribute to the cause and watch all the great work you do. Anything you want to get out before we move you along here?
I think I just spell the name. It's J-A-N-H-E-L-F-E-L-D. And as I said before, I think the interviews that I do are worthwhile because you can learn how to use the Socratic interviewing technique that I use that permits me to reveal the contradiction in the politician's thinking.
Yeah, very good. And, I didn't get to your interview with McFarland from Fox News on when to go to war.
Yeah.
I didn't get to your interview on Steve Moore on minimum wage, also a very controversial topic. I would have loved to have had another hour with you today.
Yeah, this is the way they try to equivocate. They try to use like a word that has a usual meaning in a different sense. McFarland was trying to use the word war to mean like a war on drugs or a war on poverty. I said those are metaphoric uses of the word war. When I'm talking about war, I'm talking about military action. What principle do you use to determine when you should go to war in a military fashion with, you know, tanks and bombers?
We bomb the people to help the people. That's in itself a conundrum, a little bit confusing. George in Michigan, and then maybe I can sneak in Rhonda if George goes quick and Jan gives you a quick answer. George, welcome aboard. Good morning. You're on the Power Hour.
Hello. Retired Sheriff Richard Max said the sheriffs using their power can make Washington, D.C. irrelevant. So I think the way to stop the crooked politicians and save this country is to organize with the constitutional sheriffs and the oath keepers.
Thank you, George, for that. And Jan, I guess, I mean, you still have to vote in a sheriff, and then that sheriff also has to raise money to get in, and it's definitely one way to work it. Anything on that?
Well, I've heard of the idea before, and I wish everybody luck with it. I don't know. I don't really have that much experience, and I really haven't analyzed it too well. So
he's right.
Sure.
The sheriffs have the ultimate law enforcement authority or peace enforcement authority, and they can use it, but they often don't, and that's because it's politics. Rhonda in Missouri, good morning. I only have about a minute, Rhonda. Are you still there? Help me, Rhonda. Thanks. Appreciate the call. You can stay. Go ahead, Rhonda, quickly, if you could.
Okay. It's easy. We got to stop putting on a mask, which is a person or a title. That's what person means, and be mankind. Mankind created government, and government can't hurt its creator. But when you put on a person, a mask, or a title to accept a benefit, which if you owe taxes, if you own a business, you put on a title to accept a benefit or protection from a liability, you're not operating as man on man. So therefore, you do owe a tax. So it's voluntarily that you put on a mask, but once you put on a mask, it's not voluntary that you come under the procedures or guidelines for wearing that mask.
All right.
So people
well,
just
thanks.
Need to peel off the mask and be man again.
Well, thanks for that. I'm sure the people that live out in the woods off the grid never have to pay taxes or be subjected to any kind of authority whatsoever. Jan, I think that Global Corp runs the politicians, and that is the worldwide monopolies. We are truly living in a fascist world government. Next time I talk to you, I wish we could spend some time on minarchy versus anarchy, one of my favorite topics. Jan Helfeld with us on the broadcast today. Thank you, Jan, for all your time. Man, you were great. Appreciate you. Stay bold, Jan. We'll be right back for the second half.